well, you put this at 14.
And where did the cows graze normally?
Okay, we had hills and meadowland, and we had hills and we had woods, and they just had, we had it fenced, mm-hmm. the area we wanted to graze in, so they had acres and acres and acres, and then we had creek, you know, flowing through it so they mm-hmm. could get water. Mm-hmm. So we lived on about a 75 acre farm, so it was plenty big, you know, for them to have a lot of roaming space.
Okay, and that's mostly not, what it was.
That is not a huge farm, but it's big enough, isn't it, there?
Yeah.
For several mm-hmm. cows.
So that's mostly what you raised was cows.
Now we kept horses to work. We kept horses, and they pulled the plow, and then we harrowed the, you know, with a harrow that smoothed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we planted crops. Yes, we grew cane, made our own molasses.
Okay.
We grew corn. We grew a lot of truck products like cabbage, you know, that you could sell. They're called truck.
Okay.
Plots.
We're gonna get to all that.
Oh,
so
okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Tell me about what kind of fencing you had, like around where the cows were.
We had barbed wire.
About around a lot.
Wood usually. I remember our calf lot was boards, a board fence.
Mm-hmm. Are there any of those old fences around, like made out of logs?
Okay, thank you. Sure does. Now, what was your
fence? Fences made out of logs. What would you call those kind?
No. I think you might find that right around the house, probably, but I never saw any log fences.
Rail fences.
A rail, is that what you're mm-hmm. saying? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of rail fences. And that's just poles of wood, you know, and they go this way and they just build them by propping them against each other.
Like a
this,
like
that.
Kind of. Okay.
They zigzag.
Okay, okay. That's right. The rail fence.
That's the rail fence.
Did anybody have any place like out in the field where you might pin up the cows to milk them or to collect manure or anything?
No,
like
what we did was at the end of the day, we always had a collie dog and he went after the cows. We'd say, "Go, Tiger, get the cows," and he went. We always had a collie,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we had him trained to go get the cows. And that saved us going way up on the mountain, but every now and then you'd have an old cow that wouldn't come, and one of us would have to go and herd them down, you know,
mm-hmm.
get a stick and wave it at them and scare them so they'd come on down. But what, you always had a milking stall or a milking area. Sometimes in the summer it might be outside, just outside the barn.
At my house I was Tiger.
Tiger went. Yeah.
You had to go out and get them.
Tiger had to go get the cow at the top of the mountain. It'd be always top of the mountain. Every time.
And but you know what, most of the time we had an animal that helped us eat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you always go get the cows. You don't milk them out up there in the field. You go get them, bring them in, and milk them, and then let them go.
Someplace near the barn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about hogs? Did you raise those?
Yes, we did.
Where did you keep those?
We had a pig pen. That was a sheltered pen, and it was fenced in, a hog lot. We called it a hog lot.
Okay.
It was fenced in with, I believe ours again was a board fence for the hogs.
Okay.